More than anything, as you listen to this episode of Unjaded, I want you to feel like everything is happening for your good and not to you. It feels like 2025 was a year and a half as a collective. We've gone through a lot of stuff. Maybe you're living in a little bit of fear because you're seeing things around you changing. You're seeing systems crumbling around you. The things that you thought would always be there for support or not. Maybe your business didn't do what you thought it would do in 2025. And in this episode, we are going to look at the numerology for the year ahead, but we're also going to look at a bit about the 2027 mutation that's coming. The background frequency is changing on the planet and what that means for us all. We're going to look at how to lean into your own human design and your personal numerology within this collective numerology cycle. And you will walk away with a really solid understanding of how you can move through 2026 with intention and certainty around who you are and what you're here to learn in this year ahead. I know that in my life, I have found numerology to be, it's just another tool that we can use to let us know that we're actually on track. Sometimes you can feel like all of this crazy stuff is happening and you try to make these decisions in your business and in your life and you don't really know which way to go. And if you know what cycle you're in numerology, it can really give you a little bit of a key into what's happening. So as we go through the cycles, the personal numerology cycles, I will give you some insight into what has happened for me in some of these cycles so that you can see how you could lean and go, okay, it's happening for me. Okay, this is just the way it's gonna be. So let's get into it. 2025, we're gonna talk about wrapping up 2025 first. So for the year 2025, we have been in a 9 cycle as a collective. Now your personal numerology cycle may be different than a 9 cycle. And I'll go through with you how to find that out as well in this episode. But for now, we're going to talk about the collective 9 energy. And I'm going to tie this in with the 2027 mutation that we know is coming in human design. What does that mean? We have been in the same background frequency on the planet as a collective for about 400 years. So we've all gotten really used to being in this energy of agreements and bargains and skills and understanding what to focus on and having big organizations in place to care for us. And that's all changing. And it may feel like the rug is being ripped out from underneath you. And that has to happen. And you're going to be okay. And I'm going to be okay. And we are going to move forward into this new frequency after 2027. The new frequency that we are moving into as a planet is the energy of the individual. Of understanding right timing, of understanding how to use our personal power, how to bond with the right people, how to bring things into form, having faith, trusting in abundance. This is the energy that we are moving into. No longer will we have these big systems in place to care for us. And there is a lot of fear in the online space around these systems crumbling, around banking being different, money being different, all of the things. For me, I find that having the information of human design with background frequency changing, my own human design, having numerology and these other tools that I have in my life, I'm able to look at what's happening and go, okay, we're on track. We're on track. And that's what I would love for you to be able to do as well. Just to understand that we are moving collectively from this year 9 energy in numerology into a year 1 for 2026. Into 2027, where this background frequency is changing, which means we're already in it. If the background frequency of 400 years is changing in 2027, it's already changing now. We are in the energy now. So how am I getting 9 for 2025? In numerology, we always want to bring things down to a single number. So when you add the year 2025, 2 plus 2 plus 5, you get 9. A year 9 is all about endings and completions. It is asking us to wrap up things that need to be completed, maybe to let go of some things. Now remember, this is on a collective level, and you've probably seen this happening collectively. Even if you don't watch the news, every time you turn on social media, you see something about some sort of system coming to an end. And that's okay. Where in your own life do you need to wrap things up and bring things to completion? A 9 is very healing energy. It's one of the most healing numbers in numerology. And I feel like that gets lost a lot of times. People think about endings and completions and they think it's going to be bad. I know for me, the last time I went into a 9 cycle, I was really worried. I was worried it was going to be so painful and I was going to be letting go of all of these things and oh my God, what's it going to be like? But the things that we're called to let go of are the things that are not serving us. And that's what's happening on a collective level right now. Now, I know that this is January 2026 when we're talking here on this episode. However, we are still in this 9 energy for a little bit longer, a few more weeks. This was the energy in the Chinese system of the snake and shedding the things that no longer serve us on a collective level. When we go into 2026, we're looking at a year 1, because there are 9 cycles. We go from 1 to 9 and then we repeat. So collectively, we are stepping into a year 1. 2 plus 2 plus 6 gives us 10, which comes down to a 1. 1 energy is all about new beginnings, independence, standing on your own, going for what you want. This is a lot of the collective energy that is going to be supporting us in this year. And it's really important that we do the work that we needed to do in the cycle before so that we can start the right things. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to actually stand in your human design so that you can start the things that are right for you. The first thing I want to implore you to do here is to make sure that you have wrapped up your 2025. Make sure that you have taken the lessons from 2025, that you have really gone inward and looked at, what do I not want to take with me moving forward? What needs to be wrapped up and completed? Maybe there's an offer that no longer makes sense. For a lot of us in the online space, things changed. Everything changed in 2025. So we're looking at how are we going to tweak things as we move into this new energy. So now let's talk really briefly about your personal cycle and how you're going to find that. And I will put this equation in the show notes for you, so that you can make sure that you've got your cycle right. We're going to add the month of your birth, the day of your birth, and the current year, so 2026. So let's say that someone, I wrote one down so I would not lose track. Let's say that someone was born on April 15th. So we're going to add 4 plus 1 plus 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 6, and we are going to get 20. So we're going to bring that down to a 2, because we always want to come down to a single digit. So let's say that this person is our example. This person is in 2 cycle on their own, a 2 energy on their own, in a 1 collective cycle. So year 2 is a lot about slowing down. It's about collaboration. It's about relationships, partnerships. So this person could expect to have a lot of those relationship lessons, maybe partnership opportunities coming along, collaborations coming along. And they know, we're going to again talk about your human design at the end, but they know that, okay, if I'm getting these podcast invitations, if I'm getting invitations to be interviewed on a YouTube channel, if I'm getting invitations for in-person workshops where I can collaborate, then that makes sense because I'm in a 2-year. So maybe I should really look at those things. And I also understand that this is a year for me, because the collective energy is a 1, this is a year for me to stand on my own, to be independent, to get new beginnings. So how am I going to marry those 2 things together? So you always want to be looking at your personal cycle and the collective cycle. That's what a 2 means. Now, what does a 3 mean? A 3 is all about creativity, social expression, fun, so much fun, play. 3 is my challenge in my own numerology chart. And my numerologist always says that my challenge is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Think about number 3 as it's all of the fun stuff that you might want to do in your life. It is sacral energy. Oh, I was going to share with you crystals as well. I'll go back and do that in a second. It is sacral energy on fire, lit up, creativity, so much fun. And if you're in a 3-year, you're going to need to have some fun, because the 4-year is coming up right behind that. This is the cycle that I am stepping into in 2026. And a four is all about work, organization, structure, foundational stuff. That is a four. I'm going to backtrack and do the crystals now, and I'll try to remember each of them as we go along as well. So year one, I would say apophyllite. Why am I talking about crystals? Well, I owned an online crystal store for about 3 years with my daughters, and then they started having babies, and it was just too busy for us to do all of the things. And now in my retail business in my local area, we also have crystals, and crystals are one of the loves of mine that I didn't even realize I loved, very second line of me. And so I'm going to be dropping some crystal info in here. So if you have this crystal or you can get this crystal, it would be one that would support your year. So for year one, I would suggest apophyllite. Apophyllite has a high water content. It holds the Akashic record. It is all about getting new things started. It brings beautiful starting energy. So use that in year one. And remember that we are all in a year one collectively. For year two, partnerships, collaborations, relationships, think about rose quartz. For year three, creativity, sacral energy, fun, all of those things, carnelian. For year four, work, structure, foundation, fluorite. Year five is all about change, communication, and travel. So year five, I would use one of the blue stones. Think turquoise or sodalite or Amazonite, one of those types of stones. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened for me in year five, just because I don't think there's any way for you to really understand year five energy until you're in it, living it. When we say change in year five, it is like change on steroids. And it is so much easier if you understand this about your year five energy, if you are in a cycle five. Because change could come all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long. And you really get to be in the energy, honor the energy of pivoting. Because it's just change, 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 change. Nothing goes as you think it will in year five. Nothing. So let go of your expectations. You've just come through a year four, a cycle four, where you've all been about structure and foundation and work and organization, and then nothing is organized in year five. It's so much change. It's all about the new experiences. So how can you lean into that? And if you're in a year five with our year one as a collective, that is some pretty powerful stuff where you've got all of this opportunity to stand on your own and be independent and have new experiences. And then it's going to change. And it's going to change again. There's so much fun with year five. Year six is a super cozy year. Year six is all about family, community, balance, home. It can be a year of being a homebody, but it's really all about the people and the places around you where you fit, where you feel balanced. How can you just be in that energy? The crystal that I would suggest here is any kind of jasper. There are a lot of different kinds of jasper. Jasper is a supreme nurturer. So any kind of jasper would be excellent for a year six energy. Year seven, this is my favorite year. I am a seven in numerology, and seven blends science and woo perfectly. And when I look back at the course of my life, I'm like, holy cow, I have done that my whole life without even realizing it. Second line, we don't realize what we're doing as we move through life. So year seven is all about rest, solitude, inner growth, your inner journey, really getting to know yourself. It's about learning as well. A lot of people love year seven. It's really a year of taking a pause, and you're going to need to take this pause because the next one is eight. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, I want to give you a crystal for year seven. And I would use amethyst for year seven. Amethyst, if you could only have one crystal, it should be amethyst. And it is going to be, it's been used for centuries for healers because it is one of the most healing stones, if not the most healing stone that we have. And it's beautiful for inner growth, for your inner journey. Think about if you are in a year seven about journaling or soundboarding, whatever kind of process works for you to be able to come back to yourself. That's what this year is for. And you are going to need to come back to yourself before you step into a cycle eight. Cycle eight is power, karma, karmic cycles, money, business, getting what you want. So you really need to understand from this year seven, what it is that you want as you step into this year 8 powerful, powerful energy, or you will be exhausted saying yes to all of these different things, thinking that you want them when they're not really what you want. The crystal that I would suggest for year 8 is hands down citrine. When we think of citrine, we think of personal power. We think of abundance, and abundance can exist in many, many forms. We think of confidence, solar plexus energy. So really lean hard into that in your year 8. And year 9, as we talked about at the top of the episode, is all about endings, completions, healing, wrapping things up. So if you are in a 9 cycle, then you want to make sure that you get that handled before you go into a year 1, or else you're carrying all of this stuff that's not serving you and trying to start something new. Lepidolite is the crystal that I would suggest for year 9 for a few reasons. So lepidolite is an excellent healing stone. It's the energy of completion. It's also a crystal that's really good for grief. And I found when I was in my year 9 that I was almost afraid that I was going to be grieving more than I was. And sometimes I had a huge lepidolite and it sat on my desk. And sometimes I would be journaling, or I would be just, you know, sitting with myself with my coffee in the morning in the dark. Sometimes I do that. And I would just be like pulling this healing energy because there were things that I knew I needed to let go of that I was afraid to let go of. And you know what? Here's something else. There was something that I should, and I'm putting that in air quotes because I believe we have the experience we're here to have, but I should have let go of it in the year 9 and I held on. And I think that it could have been more graceful and less painful had I let it go when it needed to be let go of. So what happened for me with this thing that I didn't let go of in my 9 cycle was that it was then ripped away from me in my 2-year cycle. And there was probably a lot more angst there than there needed to be. So this numerology isn't that you live your whole life based on the number. Oh my God, I can't start something new because I'm not in a year 1. No, it just allows us to sit back and go, huh, okay, where am I being called to partnership year 2? Fun, how much fun can I have year 3? Me walking into a 4, I know it's about structure, foundations, and work. I am prepared to work and I'm excited about it. I'm a manifesting generator. I love to work. 5, how freeing is it to understand that you're just going to have to get comfortable with change so that you don't get really tied in, attached to the way something is because you know that it's going to move. You know that it's going to pivot. You know that you're going to have to move with it. This is what numerology offers us, is just a way to be able to accept and understand the cycles that we're going through as we build that year and then move into the next year. So to recap, collectively, we are in a year 1. You may or may not be in a different cycle personally. You're going to find your personal cycle by adding the month of your birth to the day of your birth to 2026, 2 + 2 + 6. And you're going to bring that down to a single digit. Now, I started out talking about the 2027 mutation that's coming. And remember that for that, we will be in a 2-year. So how perfect is it that we've got this background frequency changing according to human design to this energy of, so that the gate numbers, if you're unfamiliar, you have to be a little familiar with human design for this part, but the gate numbers of this incarnation cross are 3420 and 5559. So, and I didn't say that in the right order, but it's really powerful response in the moment. Who are you now? What are you communicating now? Who are you bonding with? Are you with the right people? 2, it's a 2-year for numerology. So that's all about collaborations, slowing down, getting the juice out of the year. So all of this is happening for our good. When you look to the world outside and you see things crumbling around you and you see chaos and you see people on the world stage that just make no freaking sense, understand, or how can you understand that this is happening for our good and it is all going to be okay? It all works out in the end. And if it hasn't worked out, it's not the end. I want to bring to you how to use your human design, how to stand in your human design as we move collectively through this energy of year 1. independence, new beginnings, standing on our own, getting what you want, going for the thing that you want. I'm just going to break it down by type. So if you are a generator type, a generator or a manifesting generator, I urge you to understand your sacral response. I work with a lot of people, a lot of them human design practitioners, who do not understand how their sacral operates. And that is a cry and shame, because as a generator or a manifesting generator, you will never bring into your life what is for you if you cannot feel it in your sacral. So many manifesting generators and generators get stuck in their heads, and they try to do the pros and cons, and they try to do the analysis of every angle that it could be, and they try to contemplate, and they try to figure it out. There's no such thing as figuring out as a generator type. You ask the universe to give you something to respond to, or you respond to what hits your path, and that is your answer. So how can you lean into your sacral response? And actually, I'm going to do an episode. Our next episode or the one after that will be all about how to tone your sacral. Because it is the thing that is going to save you from starting all of the things as a generator type. You have so much energy. You can just keep starting things over and over and over again in this collective energy of year one that we are in. And then you're going to get to the end of the year and you're going to be like, what the hell am I doing? I got all of this stuff started and I don't have anything to show for it. So lean into your sacral as a generator type. Projector. Honor your own depth of wisdom. Honor and recognize yourself. Recognition starts with you. If you have been resisting mirror work, because I talk about it a lot on here for projectors, a lot in my community for projectors, I invite you to get yourself in front of your mirror every day. Commit to yourself that you will recognize yourself for at least one thing a day. Could be that you got out of bed in the morning. Could be that you coached someone beautifully. Could be that you settled an argument with a partner. Could be that you finished reading a book that you wanted to read. Doesn't matter. Recognition starts with you. And honor your need for rest. Rest is required. You are not here to be tired. You are not called to be tired as a projector. I get so sick of this in the online space, in the human design space. People telling projectors they're here to be tired. You are here to be rested. You are a lighthouse. You rest. You honor that need for rest. You don't apologize to anyone. And only when you are rested will you be able to accept the invitations that are right for you. Otherwise, you will get to the end of the year one, the cycle one that we are in collectively, and you will have said yes to all of these invitations that weren't right for you because you were afraid that you weren't going to get another one. And you will be bitter and resentful. Let's not do that. You be the lighthouse. You rest, you honor yourself, and you let us come to you. Manifestors. It is interesting to me that more manifestors are being born on the planet. We need you in your power. And I've said this a gazillion times. Initiating and informing is you paving the way, you lowering the resistance. Your informing piece is you lowering the resistance that others may feel for you when you initiate. It is not you as a manifestor going around and informing everybody else what they're doing wrong. That's not where your power is. Your power is in, you get the hit, you have the divine, whatever you want to call that, God's lips to your ear, whatever you call it, and you go. You initiate, you get something started, you change something, and you inform us what that is going to do if it's going to affect us. Your informing is about you, so that we don't resist you when you're in motion. It's a really important piece. It has nothing to do with anyone else. So for the love of God, I beg you to stand in your power this year as a manifester. This is one energy. You are power. You are initiation. You are impact. How will you impact the people you're here to impact in this collective energy of year one? And then reflectors. Reflectors, show us what you see. You're not for everyone. You don't have to be for the collective, but for your people that you're here to serve, be the mirror. Hold up the mirror so that we can see ourselves, so that we can see when we are doing what we're here to do, and we can also see when we need to be called on our you-know-what. Be the mirror. be the reflection, sample, feel into us, let us know how we're doing. That is your karmic purpose on the planet, and we need you. We need all of us. Each and every one of us plays a role in this energy as we move forward. We are literally creating our future, and we can do it together. And we can do it by leaning into our human design and our numerology and crystals and Reiki and all of the tools that we have at our disposal. So how are you going to live your best life in 2026?